Okay, we continue the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. Okay, the halachas are going to get much harder now for the next couple of days, so brace yourself for this. Basically, how this chapter is dealing with the halacha of svichim, things that grow by themselves in the Shmita year. And although biblically they were permitted to be eaten because you didn't do anything wrong and they just grew on their own during the Shemitah year, however, rabbinically, we said they were all of them were prohibited to eat, and we'll see it's specifically referring to vegetables and grains. The decree was, again, because people could try to fool us, and what would they do? They would secretly plant during the Shemitah year, and they say, oh, look what grew by itself. And therefore, anything... Shmuel, that's your favorite type of Jew, right? So, and therefore, if we don't allow you to eat anything that grows by itself during the Shemitah year by itself, then you can't make any of the tricks and plant this. And therefore, we said any times where it's not possible for that to happen, situations where no one would ever plant in these situations, let's say a field that he was planning on plowing, and planting would not be good for that, so then we can sincerely know that that came by itself and the decree did not happen. So this is all svichim, shoots that grow during the Shemitah year that are prohibited any time afterwards. Or even if they started growing even before. Well, we'll see now more for that as well. Now we're going to deal with svichim after Shemitah. They grew in Shemitah, but now they're growing. They're going to be eaten after Shemitah. So how does that halacha change things? Hey, svichim shel shviis sheyatzu. Svichim that were growing in the seventh year, but sheyatzu lematzeh shviis, but they came out and grew as well into the eighth year. So now maybe the person could eat it in the eighth year. So no, asurim bachil, you still can't eat it for the same problem. Because if we'll allow a person to eat these shoots that grow in the seventh year, and to eat them in the eighth year, there's still the same problem that a person would still plant these shoots towards the end of the seventh year, where it's prohibited to plant, and then they'll come to the eighth year and say, oh, look, it came by itself from the seventh to the eighth year. So for the same problem, we can't allow that to happen. And you can't eat them. And as well, certainly, v'ein tol shino so b'yad, you can't pull them out with your hands. Let's say they're like weed-like of vegetables. So that is the normal way to pull them out, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that because people would think like you might be doing it for eating it. Therefore, what can you do? The only thing you can do in the eighth year, because remember, he still wants to plow his field and use the field to plant in the eighth year, which is totally permissible. So what he could do is, elachayrish kedarko, he can plow normally in the eighth year, like he's allowed to plow in the eighth year. And we're not concerned that maybe he'll come to eat it, okay? Because we have to, it's not likely he's going to eat if he's plowing it up. Maybe he would use it as a fertilizer. Well, that's not a problem, because the rabbis only prohibited eating svichim. But to benefit from svichim, that far a person wouldn't go to plant it during the Shemitah year to only benefit from it as opposed to eating from it. So that we don't have to worry about. He can plant like regular. And even if, ubehema roya kedarka, and the animal that he has that's plowing the field, if the animal's going to munch on a few of those shoots, that's okay. Because again, the svichim are not osur bahano. And therefore, you can derive that benefit of your animal eating some of these svichim. And, okay, so that's why in a seventh year, we don't allow the animal to do that because we're afraid the guy would be cheating. But here, the guy needs to plant his field already. So we're going to be so strict, the guy can't even plant his field anymore. Because once you plant, plow the field in the eighth year, so if he's plowing, the animals could eat it. Now, in the seventh year, you can't plow. So what's the animal doing over there? But the eighth year, he can plow. So since he can plow, and if he's going to eat a little bit, okay, that far we did not make that decree go. All right, so now we know that svichim, these shoots that grow in the seventh year into the eighth year, you can't eat them in the eighth year. Now the question is, how long is this prohibition going to extend? Is it going to extend into the entire eighth year? So that's what the number of the next halachas will deal with. Vav. Vad mosai asurim svichei shvius b'motzei shvius. How long are the shoots that grow in shvius, in shmita, into the post shmita year? For how long are they asur? So it's different things have different times. The basic rule is mirosh hashanah vad Chanukah, from Rosh Hashanah until Chanukah. From Chanukah on, they are allowed.
Is what? The same concept as cooking on Shabbos? Like that you're sort of...
No, there's nothing to do with that.
No, I mean that you're sort of delaying benefits.
Yeah, but no one's done anything wrong. On Shabbos, with that halacha that you're referring to is when a person violated the Shabbos. We don't know if anybody's violated. It's only a concern, perhaps, if people will be able to eat svichim, they may do bad things. But we don't know. If we know the guy planted it, it's for sure us. The question is, we don't know what's going on over here. So now, what's the benefit of Chanukah? Because once it's, how many months is that after Rosh Hashanah already? Tishrei, Cheshvan, almost all of Kislev. It's 3 months. So 3 months has grown of new growth is happening. That for sure is, or most likely, more of that has grown in the permitted time than in the prohibited time. And there's an interesting halacha that if you have the growth during prohibited time, and during permitted time, if the majority is during the permitted time, it kind of nullifies the prohibited time. So even if, let's say, the guy would have planted in a prohibited way, but since the growth now is happening more in a permitted way, so even if he had done that, it would be okay. So certainly if we don't know if he's done that, that would be fine. Now, v'ha-zorea svichei shvius achar shvius. Now what if you cut off, let's say right after the Shemitah year, you cut off these shoots, and now you replant these shoots into the ground, and now they grow new plants from that. Then hagidulin mutarim, that which grows from that is allowed, because again, it's something that's, we have a rule that when something prohibited, a source of prohibition makes something grow, and a source of permitted thing makes something grow, we say it's okay. And that's the same thing. Even if you say the shoot is prohibited, but now it's being planted into the ground, and this ground in the eighth year is providing nutrients in a permitted way, so the rule is we go with the permitted way, and therefore he'd be allowed to eat. Okay, now things get pretty tricky over here. Zion, Bitsolim. Now, what about onions? Shiyatsu mishvius and matzah shvius. They grew from the Shemitah year into the matzah shvius year, into the eighth year. And now the guy has picked them in the eighth year. All right? Now, it's interesting. We'll see later, because there's a lot of differences between different types of things that grow. And see, the problem with these Rambams are, he's assuming you know halachas that are later on that he hasn't said yet. And that's what makes it a little bit difficult. So later on, he's going to say that yirakos, leafy vegetables, and things like that, the issue goes after the time you pick it. And when you pick it, if it's not in the seventh year, then it will be permitted. So normally these things will be permitted. However, we've got other concerns over here. So, bitzolin, onions, shiyotsu mishvius l'matzishvius, if they grew in the seventh year, but they continue to grow into the eighth year, and now the person picked it in the eighth year, so really, according to the letter of the law, they would be permitted, because you go after the picking when it comes to those type of vegetables. But he says, im asu kayoitze bahem, if they produced in the eighth year equal to what it was its size by the end of the seventh year, then mutarim, it's permitted, because we're not worried about any maris ayin that perhaps the guy picked it in the seventh. The only problem could be now, maybe he picked it in the seventh year. Maybe he picked it in the seventh year, and he's not showing it us until the eighth year. So that could be a problem. So therefore, even in the eighth year, we said, well, you can't eat it because maybe you plucked it in the seventh year. Well, if it's already grown in the eighth year equal to the size of what's before, then that is not a concern anymore. Then it's mutar, then it's permitted to eat it. But if it doesn't grow that much in the eighth year, then asurim, because then we'll assume that perhaps he picked it in the seventh year, and then that's asur, all svichim are asur in the seventh year. If you pick a svich in the seventh year, that's asur. Even though he may be picking the eighth, but it might look like he picked it in the seventh, because it hasn't grown so much, therefore it's a problem. V'chein shara peras, and similarly, it is with other vegetables. It not necessarily means fruits; it means produce. And now we're talking about nice switching gears. What about buying from people who are suspicious? They may not have been keeping all the halachas of Shemitah properly. We don't know for sure, but we're suspicious. V'chein shara peras, and other produce. Ein lochin asov a matzah sheis. You don't buy them on a matzah on the eighth year because we're not trusted. So what rule of thumb can we go with? If it produces in the eighth year as much as what it was before, how are you going to know that is an interesting question. But if it does, then that's okay. That's the only way it's permitted, because then we'd assume it was clicked in the eighth year, not in the seventh year. I guess they must have known at certain seasons, at certain times of year, how much does it normally grow. Then asa b'chir, what if the fast-growing produce grows quickly in that eighth year? Then hutar ha'afil, then even the later-growing produce that may have been in the seventh year, but it's now growing later, is permitted. And the commentaries are very short in giving us any reasons for that. I don't know if your English gives you any reasons for that, but there's no reason given. And finally, now here's an interesting thing. Umutar likach yerek b'motzei shvi'is miyad. But you can buy leafy vegetables immediately in the eighth year. So the question is, well, how are you allowed to do that? Are we concerned that maybe this was something that was, for the concerns, maybe he would have grown it in the seventh year, or anything? But remember, we said the leafy vegetables is a problem because you can never eat any of them during the seventh year. Remember, we said that's a problem. Any leafy vegetables is a problem with speaking the whole seventh year. So how do people eat vegetables in the seventh year in a Shemitah year? There's only one way. Gotta buy from Goyim. They've been buying from Goyim the whole seventh year already. So therefore, the reason we assume is that those, or you get it from Chutzlarts rather, so since he can't eat vegetables in Eretz Yisrael in the entire Shemitah year, because even if they grow by themselves, you can't eat them, so therefore, but they have to have vegetables, so how are they having any vegetables? So they must have gotten from Chutzlarts. So we can assume that right on Matzah Shviz, it came from Chutzlarts as well. Okay, we'll do one more quick one here. Me'ema say mutav adam likach luf. When is a person allowed to eat luf? Luf is similar to onions, but takes a longer time to grow. So when can you eat them? B'motzei shviis, in the eighth year. Okay. And now these things really took a long time, because they usually didn't grow to be picked up until after Pesach. So that's a long time for something, and the assumption is that, you know, if it's something that grew during the Shemitah year, it's been a long time since then. So he says, Mishiyir b'chadash, when the new crop of the eighth year becomes ready, when there's a lot of them, meaning after Pesach, you can eat this, because then we can assume that is from that new crop, and it's not going to be that the guy's holding out it from so long from the old crop.
Good.
See, really, you have to have good grounding in Trumas and Meisters and Bikurim and all that stuff too, so, which we don't have. We just jumped into this. Anyway, Tess. Be'eched v'tishrei, on the first of Tishrei, meaning on Rosh Hashanah it's L'shmita Le'oikos. First thing he's saying, which is obvious, Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah and Yovel. That's when Shemitah and Yovel begin, given. Now, next point he brings is peros shishis, produce that was grown in the sixth year, shenichnasu l'shvis, if it goes into the seventh year, and now he's speaking about different types of things that grow. Imhayu tfua o kitnias o peros ha'ilon, if it's grain or beans or fruits of the tree, as opposed to other items that we've been talking about, like yarukos or things like that. Okay.
Aren't kidneys a little bit yarukos too, because they're legumes?
Well, he's saying these three specifically.
Okay. Yeah, but don't beans grow on a tree?
It's not like leafy.
Beans on a tree?
Don't beans grow on a bush, whatever?
Okay, anyway, let's go on. We're not talking about green leafy things.
You're talking about horseradish. They grow on the ground. Beets and all those things grow on the ground.
Beans?
Onions. Before, you're talking about onions.
Okay.
So I think Marty's talking about, you know, stuff that grows in the ground versus the beans are not, they don't grow in the ground.
I don't know where the beans grow.
Well, it's a vine, no?
It's a bush.
It's not a bush. It grows every year. It grows every year.
Anyway, v'higiyu la'onas hamasras, and they reach the time, kodem Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, they've come to the time where they're already obliged to give Meiser on it. Has to have a, now, that's a whole thing in the second chapter in Hilchos Meiser, but a general rule of thumb, I'm going to say, it grew a third. That's one of the general rules of thumb. If it's grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, so now it's already obliged to give Meiser for year six. Okay? In other words, in year six, you already grew to a certain extent, they're already chayiv to give Meiser on it in year six, Kodem Rosh Hashanah. So now, even though they may grow a little bit into later than Rosh Hashanah, since these specific products have this rule for Meiser, as opposed to other products, so now Hare Elu Mutorim, now when they grow into the seventh year, they're permitted. Why? Because now they're considered like sixth year produce. Because since the laws of Meiser have already applied to them, so it's like a thing that's grown in the sixth year. Even though you're going to gather them in the seventh year, which would normally be a problem, right? But hareihem kepeiros shishis l'chol davar. They're considered like a sixth year crop for anything, and therefore they're permitted to eat, and there's no decree of svichim. And there's also another issue you don't have to worry about, which is kedusha shvis, which is a different thing. Let's say something grows just naturally in the seventh year. No prohibition happens.
There's a holiness.
And certain things, let's say fruits. Like, see, you see fruits over here, right?
Shrubia.
Fruits, there's no prohibition of svichim on fruits, because it's not possible somebody to plant a fruit tree right on Shvi'is and have fruit. So, and that could be maybe these other things, I'm not sure. But anyway, be that as it may, there, if fruit would happen to grow in the seventh year, there's a halach of kedusha Shvi'is. You have to treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah, has to be treated altogether with different respect, which we'll learn later on. So therefore, these specific types of crops, which are again the grain and the beans and the fruits of the tree, so if they have reached the level where you have to give Meiser on it before Shemitah begins, even though you're picking them in the seventh year, we treat them completely like fruits of the sixth year in all areas, which means you can eat them. Number one, there's no decree of Svichim, and there's no Kedusha Shvi'is for it either. So in spite of that, we said Svichim are Aser, but now we have things that have been growing in the sixth year, and it's totally considered a sixth-year crop.
So an example would be your etrog.
That is an example. Well, an etrog is going to be a little bit complicated. That's halacha yud beis, and it's really very complicated.
So many times we're worried about Maris HaAyin. So how would someone might think, well, they weren't quite ready before Rosh Hashanah.
Could be.
And they weren't big enough, or whatever signs you need that they were.
But when they harvest them, Shelley, they have to be a certain size.
Well, again, so what's the decree? What are we afraid of?
What people are going to think.
What are they going to... Okay, listen, how far can you go with this now?
But we see this all the time.
You can't harvest.
Well, if there's something that's growing on its own in the seventh year, then we're afraid someone's going to mamish plant it. This is already grew before the sixth year.
Yeah.
It's within the sixth year.
What if, like I said, what if it wasn't big enough for...
Well, it's an orchard.
What if it was at the stage where you have to take truma or meiser from it? So therefore, you said, you know what? Everybody else is harvesting that because theirs were bigger, so therefore I'll just take mine anyway.
But what's the growing season for a lot of these things? When they're harvesting it, let's say in October. Let's say it's already begun. So if they're harvesting in October, even November, that's not the growing season, and it wouldn't be ripe that to do. You couldn't even imagine. I mean, imagine here in Ontario. You know, somebody's harvesting apples now. You wouldn't think the apple just grew this year during just September. It just started growing in September.
In other words, you're talking, you know, like spring crop versus end of summer crop.
Right. I'm not sure
you know the apples going to come out.
Right. Apples. That's Mark's making a point here. I mean, certain things is pretty clear that they grow most of it at that time of year.
There's a certain
crop market. I think apples are a good example. Like apples, no one's going to think that it grew only a little bit till Rosh Hashanah when you know the majority of it is growing before Rosh Hashanah. So I guess there's a certain, while svichim are things that grow wildly, a wild thing can grow at any time.
Shoots
that are just growing on itself. Who knows when?
Speaking of like pears or peaches in an orchard.
No, so that's never a problem, we said. That's never a problem because you can't cheat on that.
Right.
can't cheat on them.
But you can't eat it either, though, can you?
Yes, you can. We just said if they grew before anything that's growing on its own, where there's no concern that people cheated, you could eat it.
But not in the year of the Shemitah.
Yes, you can. If an apple grows on its own in the seventh year, you can eat it. There's no problem.
It's free for everybody.
Because there's nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to eat it. And there's no reason to make a decree, because no one's going to plant an orchard in the seventh year and be able to eat the fruits in the seventh year.
You could count on knowing that you're going to get a crop of peaches or apples in October, knowing that that's going to be part of your food for the year. You're not really
so what's the problem?
You're not keeping Shemitah.
Yes, you are, because you can't harvest them like you normally harvest them. You can't harvest all the peaches in 1 week. You can only take a few peaches every day.
For yourself.
And everybody else can take them.
Hefker.
Everybody else can take them. It's a big difference. Anybody can walk in your field and eat the peaches like you could have a couple peaches.
Yes, they can't harvest them.
Now, really what if them. Now, being low bowl onus amysis, what if by Rosh Hashanah they didn't come to a third growth? And I guess you know that's that standard crop that doesn't make it by that cutoff time, and it ripens way later into the year than Ela'acha Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't get to its third until after Rosh Hashanah. Then Harei Hein Kepei Rosh Shvi'is. They're like the fruits of the seventh year, and therefore it has Kedushas Shvi'is. Okay? And therefore it's considered like it grew in the seventh year. You can eat it, but it has Kedushas Shvi'is. It's not halachas of Trumas and Maisras. You don't have to give Truma Maisras because you don't own it. So again, if they grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, now it has all the laws of Trumas and Maisers. First of all, you have to separate a tenth and Truma and all those things go to the Kohen. Okay, there's no Kedusha to them, even though you're picking them in the seventh. And it's really, the question is, whose is it? Well, it's probably yours. But anyway, but there's no Kedusha Shvi'is. If it doesn't reach that third, then the main growth was considered the seventh year. Then there are, it's considered a seventh year crop. It has the halachas of Shemitah and has the Kedusha of Shvi'is. Now, and he's going to explain this a little bit more, as we're going to see there's a difference between beans and grain, because we're going to see there's still a problem here. There's still a problem.
You're going to the shoots,
because there's still a problem of Svichim. There is a problem with Svichim. But fruits are going to have Kedusha Shvi'is. So what he said in Tes gets further elucidated in Yud. Now, Hatfua v'hakitnius. Now, even though we said it's treated like a sixth-year crop, so Tfua, grains, and the kitnius, okay, even though, what does it mean they're like,
like fruits.
I'm sorry. So if it didn't grow its third by then, If they didn't grow its third by then asurim b'achila, then you can't eat it. Why can't you eat them? Mishum svichim. Because then there's a problem of svichim. In other words, so if they grew a third before, then there's not a problem of svichim. But if it didn't grow a third before, so really its primary growth is in the Shemitah year, and now we're concerned about the people who could maybe have sinned on that, and therefore they cannot eat it. So they're going to be usher for svichim. However, upera se'ilan, but the fruits of the tree, okay, where there's no reason to make any decree, because there's no way you could plant them at all, so they have the Kedusha Shvi'is. So that's he's clarifying what he said in that last point in Halacha Tes. Again, even though he said all three types, grains, beans, and fruits, if they reached the third growth before Rosh Hashanah, you could totally eat them. But then when he said, but even if you gather them in the seventh year, but if they don't reach that until after Rosh Hashanah, then they're like Peiros Shvi'is, so it's not an all-inclusive.
Right.
It's not an all-inclusive. They're like Peiros Shvi'is, so let's see what Peiros Shvi'is are. So if they are the beans and the grain, well, beans and grain, that if they're considered, they're growing in the seventh year, they're Aser because of Svichim. But if it's a tree, it's not Aser because of Svichim, but it can't be considered a six-year crop. So what is considered? A seventh year grew by itself, and therefore it has Kedusha Shvi'is, and you have to eat it with all the holiness of Shemitah that they have.
It's just the next two chapters.
All right. Yud Aleph. Now you got other types of things, though. All right, and this is these things have different halachas in terms of of trumas and maisers and things like that. And here they don't go after the season of how much it's grown, but it has a different criteria. And this
must be a chart somewhere.
I know that these have different criteria completely. It's not like the others. It depends where it's holding by Rosh Hashanah. They have different criteria because they're different types of plants, whatever. Ha'oireis, rice, va'adochen, and millet, va'haprogim, that's mon, I guess that poppy seed, va'shumshumin, and sesame seeds, upola mitzrin, an Egyptian bean. Okay, now the Egyptian bean, there's two types of Egyptian beans, why you plant them, to make it hard enough, shazar lazar, some Egyptian beans, you plant them not to eat the bean, but to grow more seeds, and to take the seed out and plant more beans. So it's this kind, which will juxtapose, we'll learn next week, the ones that you plant to eat them. Anyway, what do we go with that in terms of 6th year or 7th year? Hochiv ha'acher gemar peri, we go after when it is fully ripened. It doesn't go after the third before.
The one-third rule.
It goes with it being fully ripened. When was it fully ripened? Because they are not harvested at the same time. And therefore, we have to pick a different way of measuring them. And it depends if they're fully ripened. So, im nigmar piram kodem Rosh Hashanah. If they're fully ripened before Rosh Hashanah, then hare elu mutarim b'shvius k'per shvius. Then they're allowed to be eaten in the seventh year, even though you're picking them in the seventh year because they're really completely a sixth year fruit produce. V'nigrach or Rosh Hashanah. But if they are finished up after Rosh Hashanah, afal pi shehishrishu kodem Rosh Hashanah. They were rooted before Rosh Hashanah. Hare elu asuri mishum spich. They're also because of speaking, because their primary growth is considered afterwards. And this is a good place to stop because the middle of Yud Beis is going to be very complicated. As if this wasn't.
This isn't bad. This is okay.
Well, it's complicated to be a Jew.